Upon the lordly Hudson, on a pleasant summer's day, His Majesty's ship Phoenix and the Rose at anchor lay. They had spent the day in shooting up the towns along the shore, a sport the gunners much enjoyed, but the captains found a bore. It was tea time on the Phoenix, so the captain rang his bell, and he asked the captain steward, "Now then, where's my tea, pray tell?" The steward was embarrassed, and he said, "Well, sir, you see, there's not a blinkin' thing aboard to serve you with your tea. Not a thing aboard the Phoenix, with her 44 guns. Not a thing aboard the Phoenix, in her gross 200 tons. Not a blinkin' thing aboard the ship to serve me with my tea. What sort of nonsense, steward, is this you're telling me? It's been quite a busy day, sir, what with all the shelling, and the raiding, and the burning, and the general raise helling. What's more, the natives are unhappy, sir, and we've aroused their ire, and some of them, my God, sir, have dared return our fire." The steward then went on to say that in view of all the shooting, there'd been precious little time to spare for foraging and looting, because of which aboard the ship of some 44 guns, there was not a single thing to eat but some carrots and stale buns. "Now blast me eyes and damn me too," cried Captain Sir Hyde Parker. "Bestir yourself, bestir the crew, and before it gets much darker, lower a boat or two or four, and pull for that damn rebellious shore, and capture and seize a well-stocked store, or I'll give the lot of you what for." Meanwhile, aboard the frigate Rose, there was scarcely a bite or nibble, and Captain Wallace sent his boats ashore with orders not to quibble, but to take whatever they came upon, whatever was to their taste. "Now hurry me, lads," the captain said, "there's little time to waste." The crew of the gallant Phoenix now had stormed the Peekskill shore, and joined by the crew of the gallant Rose, they marched on the Peekskill store. Not a rebel at all did they meet in town, not a single shot was fired. The Peekskill folk had taken their wives and prudently retired. Into the empty town they went, as bold as they could be. Into the vacant stores they stormed in search of things for tea. Alas, they found but empty shelves, not a single thing remained, at which the sailors cursed the town in language unrestrained. Not a scrap of food in all the town, not a single bite to eat, and the bugler scarcely had the strength to sound the sad retreat. Back to their ships they slowly rowed, in anger and in sorrow, for they had no tea on that summer's day, and they had none for tomorrow. Upon the lordly Hudson, on a pleasant summer's night, the villagers of Peekskill behold a pleasant sight. The British ships had sailed away, hungry from head to toes, and Peekskill won the battle with the Phoenix and the Rose.